Seattle's Central District was the hub of the city's Black community for much of the 20th century. Today, skyrocketing housing prices are pushing many Black residents out of the neighborhood and out of the city, too. But there's a new housing development that's meant to help Black residents and businesses stay in the Central District and bring back others who have left. For KUW's Race and Equity team, Ann Dornfeld has more.
Earl Lancaster has been cutting hair at the corner of 23rd and Union for a quarter of a century.
Some of the highlights were cutting some of the Sonics, Mariners, cutting the young kids and turning into fathers and cutting their kids here. I mean, it's been amazing.
Earl's Cuts and Styles used to be surrounded by other Black-owned businesses and a working-class community. Today, most of those businesses are gone. And living across from Earl's will cost you $17.25 a month for a tiny studio in glassy new construction. The wrecking ball is coming for his barbershop next.
I never thought I'd have to lose it. I love this space. On this corner of 23rd Union, it's been wonderful. It's done a lot for me.
Unlike many of the Black businesses priced out of the area in recent years, though, Lancaster has a plan to stay in the neighborhood. A group of community partners is redeveloping a lot one block away into 115 affordable housing units, along with retail space for businesses like Earl's. The homes will be marketed specifically to Black people who make between 30 and 60% of the median income. Murals from local Black artists will line the courtyard to provide cultural and historical context.
We want to be able to create a sense of a place for people to be able to connect to and learn about the great stories of those who have made the Central District their home.
Wyking Garrett is CEO of Africatown, one of the partner organizations on the project. Garrett is Black, and he grew up in the neighborhood. His connection to this land is personal. In 1968, his grandfather co-founded Liberty Bank on this site. It was a rare bank focusing on the needs of people of color when getting home and business loans was much easier for whites. For decades, Black Seattleites had been largely relegated to the Central District due to redlining and racial housing covenants. Still, the co-founders themselves had to have a white man buy the land for the bank.
So these are the type of obstacles that were faced by Blacks at that time. And many of those obstacles exist in different forms to this day.
Garrett says the focus of the Liberty Bank development will be to keep more Black residents of the Central District from getting priced out of the neighborhood and hopefully bring back some who've had to leave.
We're striving to disrupt that status quo of people just being, you know, pushed around and displaced and create a model where communities can actually grow and thrive in place.
Garrett dreams of the kind of iconic Black businesses that used to line this street, like Thompson's Point of View, the soul food restaurant where his sister worked. He'd go there after school to see her and eat French fries. It's now a hipster bar with a bordello theme. 50 years ago, this neighborhood was 70% Black.
Today, it's under 20%, and the community doesn't want to see that continue, and we agree.
Chris Persons is CEO of Capitol Hill Housing, the developer on the project. Ironically, the same open housing laws that made it illegal to limit Black residents to this part of Seattle could now complicate efforts to bring them back. It's illegal to give rental preference based on race.
We certainly are going to follow the letter of all of the fair housing laws. There is ability in marketing, particularly to communities that have been displaced or who are at risk of being displaced, and that's where we're going to focus our energy.
Person says the law does allow preferential leasing to Black commercial tenants, like Earl Lancaster. He's planning to make the move across the street. He says it's bittersweet to leave his old barbershop, but he's optimistic.
Change is good. Change is real good. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. A new fresh paint, new walls, new start, new everything.
And Lancaster says the prospect of affordable apartments in new construction is creating buzz in the neighborhood.
But there's some people I know who's waiting to get on the list. I'm waiting to get on the list.
The Liberty Bank project is slated to be complete next summer. In Seattle Central District, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.